It is here 100.9, Jimmy Nathan. Jim, Great Eastern One. We're kicking off this Friday with an 11-day festival, a collective of nearly 50 events at the region's boutique wineries and other local businesses. Please welcome from Iron House Brewery, Craig Spilsbury. Craig, welcome.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
I've got Elvis Presley.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I knew he never left us. He was always here. He's just gone into beer making.
He's hiding on an island not far off Tassie.
Yeah, probably on King Island, maybe just chilling out. Yeah. Well, Craig, tell us a bit about it. Probably a lot of people don't know, or maybe a lot of people do. Tell us about Iron House Brewery.
We started in 2007. We're a brewery, distillery, vineyard, craft beer, single malt whiskey, and a hell of a lot of wine.
You do everything.
A bit greedy, Craig. It sounds like you do.
We're kind of in the middle of nowhere, so we've kind of got to do it all ourselves, you know. So,
yeah. Okay. Craig, how do you get into something like this?
Yeah, which one did you start with?
Yeah.
Oh, sheer good luck, really. I mean, how do I start? My grandfather was in the industry many, many years ago working in Bogues, and one of my earliest memories was being taken through Bogues knee high to a grasshopper, and it just kind of fell into it from there, really.
Yeah. Ever since then, you loved beer.
You know, don't mind a drop or two, you know. It's all quality control, of course.
Yeah. Beer, wine, spirits. have you got a favourite drop out of there? What's your favourite thing to drink out there, Craigie?
What did I make?
Yeah.
I'm pretty partial to a pale ale, and we do a barrel-aged porter, which isn't too bad, and I don't mind a drop of whiskey every now and then too. So, you know, I'm not too fussy when it comes down to it. You know, we're pretty happy with what we do out there, obviously.
Well, mate, I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing a cellar door tasting on Saturday the 11th. So this is a circle in my calendar. I'm looking forward to it. But
you're coming up to see us on Saturday the 11th.
Certainly am, mate. Going to be there.
I better make sure I'm not there then, too.
No, yeah, good idea. But tell us some of the other stuff that's happening during the Great Eastern Wine Week.
Well, the Great Eastern Wine Week, we're putting on a little shindig on Friday night. It's the first Friday of the week. We've got about 60 people, actually, and just found out yesterday morning the whole event's completely sold out. It's going to be a crazy
event. Mate.
All our wines being highlighted. Ding, ding, ding. You know, we've got whiskey being highlighted as well. Whiskey that's been finished in my Pinot cask. Going to be a great weekend. Great start for the week, I think.
Absolutely. Hey, Craig, we've been talking to quite a few different people who are going to be part of the Great Eastern Wine Week. How great is it for you? I mean, obviously it's sold out, which is awesome, but to get the name out there as well and to put on a week where it's all about the Tassie produce and the Tassie businesses who are putting these awesome products out there.
Yeah, look, it's pretty cool. Like, you can probably tell I'm pretty much in love with the East Coast of Tassie. My family's been down that way. So, look, I love all the vino. We've got some great people, some great vineyards putting on some good stuff, but it's going to bring a lot of people down that probably wouldn't come to the East Coast that often. They'll get to see a whole bunch of stuff that a lot of people wouldn't normally see, I suppose. Like, we've got great mountain biking trails down there now. What else? National parks galore, mountains to climb. It's, you know, surfing like you wouldn't believe. It's absolutely a beautiful part of the world. So, more the merrier. Bring them on down. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no, you're so right, Craig. I mean, Nathan and I have been travelling around Tassie, you know, experiencing everything that our beautiful state has to offer. But, geez, the East Coast, she's very pretty.
Oh, yeah, she's tip-top, mate. I mean, we've got some of the best beaches in the world. Those mountain biking trails at the moment are pure mint. I mean, you go down to Fraser, you know, some of the best water in the world as well. And those mountains are, look, I love the place, honestly. And, you know, to tell you the honest truth, we don't make a bad beer as well, so, you know, it's worth coming over.
Craig, it sounds like
I might not come back.
Craig, look, you know, more the merrier, mate. Come on down, we'll keep you.
It sounds like you need more than a week to get through everything that's happening up on the east of Tassie. Should it be the Great Eastern Wine Month, perhaps?
Well, I don't know if my liver and kidneys could handle that, mate. But, you know, we'd definitely give it a crack. Yes, yes.
Awesome. Well, Craig, we can't thank you enough for joining us on the show from Iron House Brewery. Make sure you go and check it out, guys. Get to the Great Eastern Wine Week. Craigie Spilsbury, we appreciate it, buddy.
You're a legend. See you, boys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.